Welcome to the Coder Catch-Up Podcast. After the last episode we had on Rails diff, it was a solo episode. Thought I'd touch base and do another one, seeing as a lot of people quite liked it. I was surprised on the response. So this time I thought we would talk about content management systems. It's a pretty big hype, a big buzz around what's the best content management system, what should I use, things like that. So why not discuss it? So we'll start with the big players. We've got Joomla, WordPress, and Drupal. At least these are the ones that I see the big players. Now, I will say I'm not going to talk on Joomla simply because I've used it quite a lot in the past and I really, really dislike it, like to the point of being a hate. It's just terrible to work with. It's a terrible user experience. Now, these are only my opinions, obviously, but it's just been horrible all around. So that really only leaves WordPress and Drupal. So these are the main contenders that have always been seen as the top kind of platforms to choose from. And rightly so. I mean, WordPress is amazing for even designers who aren't back-end developers. You can whip up a WordPress theme pretty quickly, whether it's through these kind of like super themes that they have now where you can basically play around in the settings and basically get it from what's like a, say like a blank slate of a theme that still looks really nice, but change it to look completely different from what that theme originally was just by playing with the settings that they have. And then you can easily create your own themes. There's systems like underscores.me. I say a system because you can basically go to a website, type in your theme name, set up some theme options, and generate a scaffolded theme for you to use, which is just a bare bones kind of theme with all best practices put in place. And then you can move your markup. So say if you're just a front-end developer, you're not really a back-end guy, you can use underscores to generate your theme, whack in your HTML, CSS, and JavaScript, and tweak a little bit of the back-end code. You basically just copy and pasting what's called the loop. You can put that in there, and that will get you, you know, 90 to 95% of the way there for your WordPress theme. So it's pretty awesome. You can't really complain with that. As well as WordPress has a really small footprint, I think. From memory, I think it's about 10 tables or so for the base install. And that gives you pretty much everything you need. You get your blog, you get your pages, you got access to thousands and thousands of plugins, free themes and paid themes. There's also paid plugins. You can do your online store, everything you possibly want you can do with WordPress. Now, everyone kind of sticks to WordPress in terms of if you look at most web developers, they don't kind of venture out to other CMSs, which I think there's a pretty good contender here, which could replace a lot of WordPress sites, which is Perch CMS. So I'm not too sure if anyone else has seen this, but I know it's created a bit of a buzz. But basically, they tout it as the CMS for web professionals, and it is more like a CMS than WordPress. I know WordPress has become more of a CMS over the years, but Perch is looking awesome. The user interface is quite nice to use, at least from a client's perspective, whereas WordPress can get a bit confronting. It's not really built for your average kind of user who might update the site a couple of times a week or once a week or something like that. So I think it's a really good option. It is a paid option. So you can check this out at grabaperch.com. But it's got a lot of great features and it's really, really simple to work with. Great API. So you've got custom fields. You've got a white label control panel. You've got drafts, previews, undos. You can change HTML, XML, or JSON. I think you can do other formats. You've got a site navigation and breadcrumbs all built in. You can use any framework you want. It's kind of like a simple WordPress, really, you think about it. You've got your roles and your permissions. You can upload, crop, resize everything there. You can use HTML, Markdown, Textile. I'm just having a look at some of the features here. They've got quite a lot. It's worth checking out. You can choose your editor. So that's pretty nice. So you can choose Redactor, CK Editor, Tiny Mice, anything like that. So it's quite nice. I think it's definitely a game changer there. I think a lot of people, if you're coming in to choose a simple CMS, give Perch a look. I'm not too sure how much it is. I think it's about $200 per install. I think there are group licenses though. It's £50 per website. Yeah, and then they've got plans for other ones. You've got developer licenses and things like that on there. They've got a 5-pack for £238. So it's not too bad. For a CMS, you can easily incorporate that into your costs. But it's definitely an option. I'd say don't just look at WordPress, look at these new players. There is another one, Craft, which is, I think, newer than Perch, but it looks pretty awesome. I think it's more aimed at developers, though, more so than clients. But I'm yet to actually have a play around with that one. The next big contender, though, we're getting a bit off topic there, was Drupal. So I've developed with Drupal for quite a long time, so I'll give a big asterisk there. I do love Drupal. I also love WordPress as well. I do more WordPress work than Drupal work these days, but I used to do Drupal pretty much full-time for 3.5-4 years, starting back in the Drupal 5 days, so I know a fair bit of Drupal. Now, there is a steep learning curve. This is what gets a lot of people. That learning curve is really, really steep. There's a funny drawing where there's this overhang. So it's you're going uphill and then it comes to an overhang and there's all these little stick figures and they're all falling off and dying. And then there's a few that get over past that little overhang and to Nirvana, I guess. And it's pretty funny. But it really is like that. Learning Drupal is quite difficult. It's becoming a lot easier. Basically, it's more so of a framework than an out-of-the-box kind of experience. So it's built for you to create a customized CMS. So the base Drupal, what you see out of the box, is kind of like, this is what our framework can do. Here's an example. And then you can then build on it. So I see it as more as you've got a CMS and you want to curate how that works. And does it extremely well. It is quite a big beast. It has a very, very large footprint. I think the tables for Drupal 7 is the current version. The footprint for that, with the table structure, I think it's about 90 or something tables. It's huge. That's the only problem I see with it. And then obviously the learning curve. But once you get past that learning curve, it's amazing. You can spin up some pretty amazing features in Drupal very, very quickly. Has like a query builder, a visual query builder, so you can create, say if you wanted to create in WordPress, a custom post type and have like a new page for that, listing it all out. I think there is a plugin that helps you with that, but generally you've got to do some coding yourself, whereas Drupal, you can do all this custom stuff that you'd need to end up implementing with a ton of plugins in WordPress or custom coding, whereas Drupal, you can literally do most of what you need, zero code, which is pretty awesome. And the admin experience. So we've got a pretty amazing admin experience in Drupal. So basically, you've got your front-end site, which has its own theme. Then you have a dedicated back-end theme, which can be changed. So you can create your own admin theme if you want, swap it out for another one. But it's really tailored quite well. So for a content management perspective, it's a lot better for content curators, content marketers, anyone like that who needs to really make sure that their content's all nice. Where WordPress, it feels a bit disjointed and a bit over the place, kind of like shoved in there. Whereas Drupal, you can create these nice workflows and things like that. So the plus size to Drupal is that it is a much better real content manage experience. Where WordPress, it's nice and it suits most people, but I think it falls down that content management side, but it is still what I think is transitioning to be more of a CMS than a blog. So who knows, give a WordPress another couple of years and it might change. Now Drupal is going to get a lot easier. Drupal 8 is currently in development, I think hopefully out this year, otherwise it'll be definitely next year. And that's got a complete rewrite. So the underlying system is using Symfony. So this is going to play well to other PHP developers. And then the theming system is going to be based on Twig, or it is Twig. So that should make theming a lot easier. So that's another problem with Drupal is themes. I think out-of-the-box themes, there's not too much. You kind of have to create your own. Ones they have are pretty crappy, I'll be honest about that. But I don't use themes. I generally might use a like a really basic stripped down theme that removes everything from Drupal, and I put all my own styling markup in there from scratch. A lot of people see it as a bit backwards, but you get exactly what you need. Now, even though we've got these big players, there are still awesome platforms out there. So there's hosted platforms for CMSs. You've got Wix, which I'm probably majority of you have seen some ads that they've been recently pushing out, at least in Australia. And then there's Squarespace, and I know Squarespace had a pretty interesting ad at the recent Super Bowl with Jeff Bridges, which is pretty funny. But I think Squarespace is definitely something to look at for your clients. If they have a minimal to next to no budget, this is a great place from the start, because you can get your custom domain name with it. You've got all your CMS capabilities. You've even got e-commerce capabilities. It covers all your hosting, the actual CMS itself, all the updates. It's great. Like, you can't really find any flaws with it. It's a brilliant system. You can add your own HTML and CSS, JavaScript, all that stuff that you need to do. It's pretty hard to go past those systems. So how I see it is, client comes on board, they need something really basic. I look at Squarespace. They need something with a bit more control. I look to go to something like WordPress. If we need some more control and more functionality, go to Drupal. And then after that, I go to a custom system. So that, whether that's Rails or Laravel. Laravel does have its own CMS. It's called October CMS. It's pretty cool. I've been watching it develop over the past year or so, maybe 2 years, and it looks really, really awesome. So check out October CMS. But generally with these kind of custom systems, you're not really building a CMS. It's more of a general CRUD interface. So creating pages where you create, read, and update. It's not a management experience. So I think that's where a lot of this misconception happens, is content management system. Well, a lot of the systems don't actually really help you manage content. It's more about just storing content, which is what CRUD systems do. So those custom systems are the next step I see after Drupal. This is just my own personal experience. You know, I've done static sites which we'll discuss too, with Jekyll and Middleman. I've worked on Squarespace sites. I've worked quite a lot with WordPress, a ton with Drupal. And at the moment, I'm doing a fair chunk of my full-time job is a Rails developer. So I've got a good grasp of what's going on in there, at least I think. This is from my own experiences. You guys might have different experiences. But touching on those static sites like Jekyll and Middleman, they're pretty awesome too. They're hard to go past. So if you see yourself not quite needing an actual CMS and the client's only making updates here and there, it might be better off doing something like a Jekyll Middleman site, which generates a static website. The problems are with like contact forms or any kind of those forms. But there is a ThoughtBot, who is a Ruby company, and they kind of do a lot of other stuff as well now. But they've got a product called FormKeep. It's at formkeep.com. And basically, it's like a hosted form service, sort of. It's a new take on it, where you pay what you want for the form. You could pay $1 per month for the form, for example. It's all month-based, whatever you find the value is. And all it does is you enter some fields, and it gives you a string, a URL string, which you can then post to from your own form. So it's not actually giving you any markup or anything like that. It might actually be able to give you some boilerplate, but I'm pretty sure it doesn't. And all you do is you post to that and you include those field names, and it will import all that data into the results that it has for that form. And it comes out pretty nice, and you can export it, do whatever you need to. And it works really, really well. Like, I was trialing it out and it's flawless. So that's an option. So looking at these static sites, I mean, security's low. You could host it on GitHub for free. So basically no hosting costs. It's going to be super fast because it's just HTML and CSS, maybe some JavaScript. And basically anyone can look at it. Like, if you're just a front-end developer, you don't need a back-end developer. It's pretty simple. To get started with these things, it's a little bit tricky. Like, a lot of them you need Ruby and things like that. You need to learn some command line. But there is a gem called Proteus by ThoughtBot, again, which allows you to then generate all the boilerplate for the, say, Jekyll Middleman. I think they do. Let me just have a look here. I think they do more than just Jekyll and Middleman. Okay, so it gives you a Galt kit, a Jekyll kit, and a Middleman kit. So you can basically go, where's the command here? So what is it? Proteus new, and say if you want Middleman, Middleman, and then name your project. And that will create everything you need and get you up and running. Really, really simple. And then all you do is you've got some handy commands like Proteus setup, Proteus server, Proteus deploy, and you're all good. So with those three commands, you can easily, or four if you include the first command. So say we go Proteus new middleman example. Then we go into that project, Proteus setup, installs all the dependencies, all the gems, whatever it needs to set up. No modules might be included. Then we do Proteus server. When it runs it, we can make all our changes, do everything there. Then once we're ready, we do Proteus deploy, and it deploys it to GitHub pages. That simple. And everything's all in code. Really, really nice. So I think check out that one as well. That's basically all I have to say about CMSs. It's really a choice about what tool is right for the job. Now, it doesn't mean, okay, say I find that Drupal's going to fit this project really well, but the client has maybe three or four other WordPress sites, all their staff know WordPress really well. I could probably get this project done with WordPress, so it probably is better to go with WordPress. So it's making those kind of decisions and not dismissing other options. So it's easy to get for us to get stuck like, oh, I'm a WordPress developer, I'm a Drupal developer, I'm just going to do all my sites in Drupal or all my sites in WordPress. It's pretty important to make sure we look at using other systems that may be more suitable for the job. I think that's something that a lot of people will skip. So it's definitely something to be more wary about and make sure that we're trying to make good decisions for our clients and for the project. Anyway, that's all I've got to say, at least for today on content management systems. I'm sure it's something I'll want to revisit and maybe have a guest on and discuss content management systems as well. If you do have any questions, feedback, or even like to be on the podcast, send a tweet to @CodaCatchup, and we'll catch you next time.